Coming up, Brian H. Waters here, and I entered the Thunderdome for the first time for WWE Payback. So we're going to talk about that experience. So all this and more on Break It Down with Brian H.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of Break It Down with Brian H. I am your host, Brian H. Waters. Make sure you give me a follow on Twitter at Brian H. Waters. And of course, follow the Wrestling Realm at Wrestling Realm on Instagram and Twitter. And then also make sure you have already subscribed to the podcast, like the YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube channel, click the bell notifications right now. Do it right now while you're watching. That way, you'll be notified every time I post a new episode or the real Dwayne Allen drops something or we drop something together. And of course, we're also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora Podcast, iHeart Radio, and more. Before I get into today's show, I have to pay homage to a legend. We recently lost a legend this past weekend, the one and only Chadwick Boseman died as a young age of 43 years old. Anybody who's into superheroes knew who this guy was, but you didn't even have to be into superheroes. If you're a movie fan, you've seen him in some iconic movies portraying historical figures, historical black figures. And for me, my first time, as a matter of fact, I have the movie right here. My first time finding out who he was when he was in this movie, 42. Baseball is my favorite sport, and I got a chance to see that movie and saw an incredible job he did portraying Jackie Robinson, the first African-American Major League Baseball player. And I really enjoyed what he did. In addition to that movie, he was Thurgood Marshall. Today being August 30th, I came across a history lesson, and I believe it's the exact date when Thurgood Marshall became a Supreme Court Justice. Let me make sure I got that date right. But and Thurgood Marshall's from right here in Baltimore, Maryland. As a matter of fact, there was a school named after him. August 30th, when he became he was confirmed as a Supreme Court Associate Justice by the Senate. Chadwick died on the day that Major League Baseball was celebrating Jackie Robinson. So just a very heavy weekend for us in the black community. It's also he played James Brown. But, he will forever be known as the Black Panther. So he showed people like my 10-year-old son that black men can be superheroes. They don't always have to be portrayed in movies as killers, as villains. No, they can be the superhero. They can be the ones who make history. So to Chadwick, thank you for all your great work. Thank you for doing everything you did for the black community. And I have to do this. Wakanda forever. Like I said, it was just a lot with everything going on. Last week, we celebrated SummerSlam Sunday. Immediately after SummerSlam, I sitting up here editing the show and talking to my boys, the Flex Zone and the real Dwayne Allen, and I see that a young man by the name of Jacob Blake had been shot by the police. And, these things, I know I will talk wrestling, but I have to talk about this. this stuff isn't right. We need police reform. So I do another podcast called Breaking Through the Glass Ceiling and Breaking Through the Glass Ceiling Uncomfortable Conversations. Check it out this Tuesday. I have an episode with my grandfather as he talks about sports activism. And we saw that when the NBA players decided they wasn't going to stop playing. And shout out to people like Big E, him and Kofi Kingston. You know, when they did they got the shirt where he did the kneel, they said that proceeds is going towards social justice. Tonight, folks, like I said, I entered the WWE Thunderdome. I went there for the first time. I was able to get in. The experience was okay. Maybe it was my computer processor. Maybe it wasn't. But for me, it was skipping a lot. But I had it on the television. And obviously, there is a delay. The TV was fine. So I'm like, well, you know, I know we're streaming over the house. So I said, well, you know what? Maybe it's just that I got off. I even used my phone. You know, I was able to get off and get back in using my phone. And using the phone, it was a little bit better. But I said, you know what? It's cool. I got the Thunderdome experience. I probably personally won't do it again. It's like I said, it was cool. You know, it was really cool to be there. Really cool to see, but it's nothing extra. I really hope that's not something that people charge for. I didn't see anything on the internet with people doing anything crazy this week. You know, unfortunately, last week we saw somebody doing a, you know, they put some image of Chris Benoit in there, Fire Velveteen Dream, and then the KKK, somebody in the full KKK outfit, and then somebody else showed a public execution. So I'm like, come on, get it together. The funniest thing we saw on SmackDown was Kenny Omega. At first, I thought maybe it was a picture, and maybe it was, but you know, he tweeted, he said, hey, I just wanted to see the show. So overall, I thought that was interesting. But like I said, my experience, it was cool. I'm glad I got to finally see what it was like. But probably something I wouldn't do again. But tonight, now here's the funny thing. My call time, let you on a little secret. They give you a call time. My call time was 9:00. So I said, oh, wow, okay, cool. The main event. Well, because last week my call time was at 5:30 and I got on at 5:25 and I wasn't enough room. Guess what I did this week? I tried to click the link at 8:00. And then it said, first I got a message, thank you for your experience, come back next time. I'm like, wait a minute, you ain't even let me in. You know, you have to set up your camera and everything. But then I did it again. Let me jump in. Boom, I'm in there. So I was in there doing the women's title match, and that's why I said I had all the hiccups. So I had to go back and really see the finish, which I'll talk about in a few. But nonetheless, overall great experience. However, in the end, I wasn't there for the main event. I could have been there for the main event, but I wasn't. We got a brand new Universal Champion, and his name is the Big Dog Roman Reigns. And I loved everything about this match, except the ring spot. I think that's overdone. It's not as special anymore because we've seen it 3 times. Is it 3? I believe it's 3. We saw it with Brock and Big Show. Then we saw it with Big Show and Mark Henry. Now we're seeing it with Braun and Bray Wyatt. I was just like, you know what? Why? We don't need to see ring implosions. But they did it. Roman Reigns wasn't out there yet. And I said, you know what? He's with Paul Heyman now, which was a big deal coming out of Friday Night SmackDown. And seeing Roman with Heyman, I'm really interested in this because we're waiting for when Roman's going to talk. And I think that's what everybody's waiting for. So it makes SmackDown this Friday night highly anticipated because whether you want to say there's heels or baby faces or not, that's on you. Here's what we will say. Roman is now no longer a cookie cutter baby face. He's not going to go out there and he's not shaking hands and kissing babies. He's with Paul Heyman. And Paul Heyman said, well, Roman told us it was a spoiler. And guess what it was? He became the new Universal Champion. He picked his spots. Braun and Bray did all the work. And his shirt says, wreck everyone and leave. He came in, hit a spear. You know, he went to go for the cover, wasn't able to get the pin right away. But in the end, he did get the 1, 2, 3, taking the chairs, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin WrestleMania 17, like beating up Braun, beating up Bray with the chairs, and now he's the champion. Like I said, SmackDown is going to be very interesting because I want to see what's going to happen. Roman is the star, folks. Whether you like it or not, Roman Reigns is a star. SmackDown on Fox, you best to believe WWE been trying to get here since March. April. You know, they just had a few bumps in the road called the coronavirus. Now we see the championship where they won it. And for everybody out there complaining about Bray Wyatt not getting the opportunity or just holding the belt for a week, so what? You know what? The Fiend held it for a week. The Fiend is never meant to be a long-term champion. I think where we're going from here, Roman's going to dominate for a while, but I think there's unfinished business between the Fiend and Braun Strowman, because you saw Alexa Bliss. And one of the things about the Fiend that you notice is he always sends people back. Now Alexa Bliss is walking around looking like Little Miss Bliss. Look what he did to The Miz. The Miz is back to being cocky and arrogant. Daniel Bryan cut his hair. Who else is there? You know, and those just to name a few. So I didn't see him beating Roman. If he was going to send him back to Leak or have him wearing the vest, I just didn't see that happening. I do like Roman coming out there with this, you know, just a shirt and look like slacks. And we saw him, you know, Braun Strowman kind of went there. But then, you know, if you watch the WWE, I think it was 24 or Untold, but it was on Braun Strowman, right? And the thing about Braun, what he did was he talked about him and Roman, cutting his hair. He says, time to get nasty. And he told Vince he's going to a new level. I urge everybody to check that out. It's a very good piece for kids too, or teenagers. He talks about his struggles and getting bullied. But one thing he did was you saw in the ring tonight, you know, the way he was going at the Fiend, because he knew he couldn't be just a powerhouse guy. He had to go take it a step further. And that's what he did. Unfortunately for him, you know, him and the Fiend wore each other out. And that was it. I did notice when the Fiend came out with the classic, quote unquote, the standard Universal Championship, I said, it's a wrap. There's no way he's winning it. You know, he's the one who changed the belt blue only to get his own title. But I said, he didn't have that Fiend title, which I'm not a fan of. But because he didn't have that, I was like, oh, he's not going to have a long reign anyway. And I guess for aesthetic purposes, for photos, you know, screenshots, all that jazz, the WWE wanted Roman to have the blue Universal Championship on the pictures, doing the backstage photos that they're probably taking right now. They're taking right now. All that stuff. That's what they wanted to have. They didn't want him with the Fiend title and then you got to go backstage and all that. No, put the blue Universal strap. Fiend, you a good transitional champion. And I know a lot of people upset. You look at his title reigns, which he had that wasn't that long either. Now I think about it. He won at I think he had about a month or maybe two. But either way, you know, when he won it the first time he became WWE champion, Bray Wyatt, that is, he had it at the pay-per-view in between at Elimination Chamber, and then he lost it at WrestleMania. This week, you know, he lost it, you know, just had it a week. But he doesn't have – no, I'm not going there. I was going to say he doesn't have to be champion. This reign wasn't meant for him to be champion. I'll put it like that. But, you know, the title is where it belongs. I know a lot of people discuss it. I saw somebody tweet earlier, and I quote Phil retweeted because somebody tagged me in it, was, what do you want to see with Big E? And how about Roman wins the championship and then Big E dethrones him at WrestleMania? As Big E was victorious tonight over Sheamus. I would love to see that. I believe that Big E, his character, is time for him to go to that next level. And I love what he's doing. He's embracing. You saw the interactions with The Miz and him telling The Miz that, look, I'm not going to be out here and be what everybody wants me to be. Everybody wants me to be serious. I am serious when I get in between those ropes. And when I'm not, I am who I am. And that's what he did tonight. And then he went over to Corey Graves and let him know, I'm coming. I'm coming. So I think that could be an epic showdown. If you do have Big E going into WrestleMania and beating Roman Reigns for the championship, I would love to see the type of promos. You know, you can just hear Paul Heyman going back and forth with Big E and telling him how, you know, he's not worth it and all this stuff. I don't think you don't have to go to the racial undertones. You could do it, but I want to see where they go from here. But a huge win. Big E is on a roll, and I want to see this. I don't want to see this thing be where he gets on a roll and then he comes to a halt, and then we go back and look at this later and be like, oh yeah, remember when Big E was about to, oh yeah. So another black guy that was victorious tonight. You know, I mentioned this one before I go into the one I'm going to close off the segment with. Bobby Lashley becomes the WWE United States champion. Of course, him and the Hurt Business did the salute Wakanda Forever. You beat Apollo Crews, which I thought that was kind of obvious that would happen. It's kind of hard for me to see Apollo Crews. I know he's I believe he's done it on Raw, but it's just hard for me seeing him win that. The Hurt Business does need some gold to be solidified, and they need the gold around Lashley. But Lashley needs to have the big belt, folks. He needs the WWE Championship. I don't care what anybody says. That's what Lashley needs. I would love to see him get his hands on Drew McIntyre. Because the thing is, right, so when Drew has beaten Randy Orton, and, you know, it was a backslide, but guess what? At the end of the day, it was a clean victory. Where do you from here? What's next for Drew McIntyre? He's the baby face on Monday Night Raw, but who's his next heel? He's already beat Seth Rollins, I believe. If you know, I remember what feud was, but so who's the next heel for him? So it to me, you kind of go back with Lashley, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't see Lashley holding both titles. Maybe he gives that one a shout and then goes after Drew. We shall see. But let's move on to the second main event. Keith Lee victorious over Randy Orton and did it in convincing fashion. A lot of people wasn't happy. You know, I ain't getting into the dirt sheet stuff about the music and all that. But a lot of people just wasn't happy with his appearance. And Keith Lee, you know, he fired off some tweets, but this match right here at WWE Payback was a solid match. A lot of Booker T says he says Keith Lee is the future of the WWE. The real Dwayne Allen says no. And I you know, me and my brother, we go back and forth a lot of times with superstars, but I have to admit, he's usually right. Don't tell him I said that, but he's usually right. But I'm gonna see. I want to see what happens with Keith Lee. He beat Randy Orton clean, and he did it with a power bomb. And I tweeted that, thank you. The power bomb is special again. I don't like seeing that move. I understand, you know, certain moves like the body slam was a finisher eons ago. The suplex was a finisher. The brainbuster was a finisher. I understand wrestling has evolved. You know, bad enough we got a million super kicks on the show. Bad enough we got a million, dives. But the power bomb, I mean, you're literally picking somebody up and throwing them down to the ground as hard as you can. You should not be able to get up from it. That's how I feel. So I'm excited that the power bomb was used as the finisher for Keith Lee and used on a guy like Randy Orton, a 13-time WWE champion, or I guess you got to say world champion. Obviously, the man, the golden boy. So, great match. I really enjoyed it. So, but I'm gonna go ahead and take a quick break. When I get back, I'll talk about our new women's tag team champions. But before I go, before I take this break, we do a lot of cool promos right here at the Wrestling Realm, right on our YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so yet. Make sure you drop a comment. Let me know how you feel. Let me know how you feel about everything going on in wrestling, but especially on this channel. But here's one of our clips.
The creative process seems to be the topic of choice in professional wrestling. That being said, the wrestling realm would like you to know that as far as the creative process is concerned, we would never do anything to disrespect or disregard each other's ideas when it comes out to putting the best product for the wrestling realm.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!
All right, folks, so you saw what he said, you saw all that. Make sure you do what it says on your screen right there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And while you're at it, also make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrestling Realm. Folks, we got new tag team champions, new women's tag team champions, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, victorious over Sasha and Bayley. And boy, did Shayna look strong. She looked as strong as she did in the Elimination Chamber match that earned her spot at WrestleMania. I'm very interested to see where this goes from here, because everybody, of course, is going to think the obvious. This is where Sasha and Bayley breaks up. This is where it's going to happen. Not so sure. Because, so Shayna, well, you know, maybe there's apparently no more rematch clauses, but who knows? Maybe they will get a rematch. They're going to get a rematch. Sasha got a rematch the next night on Raw. They're getting a rematch. It might be tomorrow. But the thing right here, these two women don't like each other. But if you put them on the same page, who's beating them? You know, who will beat Shayna and Nia? We thought Nia Jax and Tamina was something. But let's be real, they were just two powerhouses. With Shayna, you have a legit fighter. Like, nobody can do nothing with her. So, it makes you wonder what's going to happen. Let's be real. Becky Lynch got by on the skin of her teeth when she beat Shayna Baszler at WrestleMania. She got by. Just got by. And you're saying, you know, and you know, if you haven't done so, go look at the finish. I missed it because this is when I was fooling around with the Thunderdome and it was skipping and whatnot. But when I saw it, I saw how she had Sasha in one move and then caught Bayley and put her in the choke. And Sasha was trying to help, but Bayley was tapping because it was too much pain to endure. And you saw Bayley pretty much looking at Sasha. I mean, Bayley looking pitiful. Sasha looking at her like, girl, like I tried to help you. So I don't know what happens here. I mean, you know, you look at the Riot Squad, it's hard to even see them beating them. Same with the Iconics. Io Shirai is gone, so Asuka doesn't have a tag team partner. And I believe Nia Jax or Shayna really is, I'm almost certain it's Shayna Baszler who's up next. So I'm not going to lie, I really didn't like them winning the titles. But if this is to make Shayna strong so that she can get in that fight with Asuka, I definitely understand. But I really didn't like them losing the titles to them. I would have rather them lose the Smiles like a real tag team. That way it could really be some dissemination. But this also, play, you know, look at it from another side. This is different because we all know a conflict is coming. So this isn't a conflict. This is literally those two ladies getting outmatched. There was absolutely nothing they could do. It wasn't anything they could do. So. We'll see come, you know, let's see what happened tomorrow night. But I don't think Sasha and Bayley breaks up just yet. Give it some time, you know, but I don't see that happen. But then again, we are entering September. And for those who do not know television, September is sweeps month. And sweeps month is when advertisers pay the highest dollars for TV. So what that means is you will see that the WWE will put on some of their best products. September isn't. You know, sometimes the school they taught us it was, but then it wasn't, whatever. November is. The big ones are November and February. So I'll take that one back. September isn't a sweeps month. So, you know, we'll rewind that and you just guys act like I never said it. But nonetheless, we'll see, because WWE is still getting ready to go against Monday Night Football. So when they go against Monday Night Football, that means they will be, they're going to put on some of their best product. Either, this is what usually happens. They either put on their best or they tap out. With the possibility, or let's just say the more than likely, there will be no college football, my understanding is that there may be some Saturdays that the NFL is running. I heard about that. Perhaps, I don't see a Friday night, but either way, WWE still, because now, let's also remember, they're competing against the NBA playoffs at this moment, which they didn't expect to do, but they're competing against the NBA playoffs. They're competing against Major League Baseball. A shortened season, I believe, is bringing more ratings, because for people like me, my team, the Orioles, they're out of it, or at least they will be soon. They probably not, but, you know, they went on a hot streak and then remembered who they were and decided not to win games anymore. So now they've unloaded the team. So it's rebuilding mode. But somebody, if you're a Yankees fan or a Dodgers fan, you may want to watch that instead of wrestling. But WWE want to bring you on in, so they'll put on some good TV. But nonetheless, I will be interested to see what happens with Sasha and Bayley in these times. Who's going to do what? What are they going to do? Only time will tell. We saw Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. My phone can use the golf because, you know, everybody's talking about this. So Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio victorious over Seth Rollins and Murphy. Impressive match. This was tag team wrestling. I really enjoyed this, and I tweeted that there were some other father-son duos that I would have liked to see wrestle. That being Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog. I do know they teamed up once before he passed away, as Harry was still younger, but in his prime, man, you know, the father wouldn't have been like what Rey Mysterio is. It still would have been a good sight to see. Brian Pillman and Flying Brian Jr., Brian Pillman Jr., that would have been a great sight to see. And Curtis Axel and Mr. Perfect. I mean, come on. So it would have been nice to be able to see these people, these father-son duos team up. But I really enjoyed this match, and shout out to Dominic Mysterio getting that credible win tonight at WWE Payback. So I mentioned earlier about the Riot Squad, Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott getting a win over the Iconics on the pre-show. I really like the way WWE is doing these short shows, right? What you have here is you have these shows that aren't there so long. Like, it's 10 o'clock as I record this and I'm not drained. You know, pay-per-view, man, you know, WrestleMania was like a whole work day and I wasn't wrestling. And so now these shows are shorter. I want to know, how do you guys feel about the back-to-back? This is the first time, and you know, I think it's cool. We do have a month break before we get into Night of Champions, where generally every title is defended, but I want to know, how do y'all feel about WWE doing this pay-per-view right after SummerSlam? This is a pandemic, but, you know, it's an opportunity to try new things. Right here, you don't have to worry about trying to sell tickets back-to-back weeks to fans, you know, trying to fill up the stadiums or the arenas. So I thought this was pretty cool to be able to do this, and I want to know, how are they going to try this again after the Survivor Series or after Royal Rumble? You know, I didn't hate it. I will say it will be interesting to see if we're, which we more than likely will be, how they handle the Royal Rumble this year. How do they handle that? How much, you know, how will it be a shortened show? That's the main thing. But we also have to understand a lot of the roster isn't there. One thing that happened on SmackDown, Jeff Hardy, Sami Zayn returned, and he's wearing the Intercontinental Championship because he never lost it. And I'm not mistaken. No, they did say it was a new Intercontinental Champion when they had the tournament where AJ Styles was victorious over Daniel Bryan. I want to know what happens right here, because this story right here is going to be so interesting, and I can't wait. That's why I'll leave it at that. But ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for this week's episode. No, it's not this week's episode. That will do it for this post show, a special post show of WWE Payback 2020. Like I said, my phone continues to fall off, but like I said, we just saw new champion Roman Reigns is the new Universal Champion. Shayna Baszler and Asuka. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax are the new Women's Tag Team Champions. Will they go to NXT? That's what I want to see. Are they going to be three shows? And then also, last but certainly not least, Bobby Lashley winning the WWE United States Championship. But folks, that will do it. Make sure, if you haven't done so, follow me on Twitter at Brian H. Waters. Follow the Wrestling Realm. I'll put it up there. Follow Dwayne Allen at Dwayne Allen 24. Follow the Wrestling Realm at Wrestling Realm. It's right there on your screen, so that you shouldn't have a problem with the spelling. And then also hit the bell notification and subscribe, folks. It's been a tough week. To all my Black brothers and sisters, stay strong. I know it's been a tough week as we continue to fight for equal rights and fight this racial pandemic that we are currently in. All we want to do is be treated fairly and equally and stop seeing our brothers and sisters killed by the police. It's just that simple. We're just tired of it. We're tired of seeing our Black brothers and sisters killed by the police, especially the unarmed ones. You know, let's have police reform. Yeah, I said it. It's my show. I said what I want. Let's have police reform. Make these guys and gals take longer training. Don't just throw them out there on the streets. Do mental health checks for them. Do mental health checks. They come in on these scenes at 10. On 9-10, meaning, you know, level, I don't know what they're going to do. I've been racially profiled and talked to rudely by the police. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Until next time, make sure you catch me Wednesday, Thursday for Break It Down with Brian H. as we will talk about what happened on Monday Night Raw, AEW, and NXT, and Sweet Impact if I get a chance to watch. Till next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. So long, everybody. Wakanda forever.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Hit the subscribe button and turn on the bell so you get notified every time the Wrestling Realm posts new content.